Shalom, shalom. This is Rufus Smith of Red Smith Foundation welcoming you to a rebirth of freedom and peace. The most disastrous thing that has been affecting each and every individual to achieve personal peace, I call it simply offenses. They have been crippling and draining our creativity from our own lives. I never thought it could be that such dangerous until I did some research. After traveling to several states here in Africa, I realized that our problems are the same, and our sources of our problems are also the same. And the greatest source of problems is the offenses. As I was doing my studies cross-cultural, I thought we can develop a skill that we can make sure we are able to overcome offenses on daily basis. And this gave us great insights, and some are very effective. In the duration of 5 years, we have been able to do tremendous things, and we have been able to talk and communicate to people on different levels, and it has been a great blessing. In the 5 months and 5 years, we are able to touch many lives, and in those lives, we have seen the tremendous joy when people learn to overcome offenses. In my studies, I went also to look back to the scholars and the wise men, and I find out in the Bible that King Solomon was the first person to say how offenses encripple someone. He said it is very hard for an offended person to be worn. It is like breaking the iron bars of a castle. It is not easy. We have been calling our brothers and our sisters primitive, saying you cannot remove a village in someone's mind or head. That thing was developed out of offense, and it has really battled many. This moment, I want us to learn on ways that we can be able to identify what offenses are. Because in Luke, they say things that cause people to sin. So offenses itself, it's not a sin, but it is the thing that triggers the sin to come. After offense, most people rely on their abilities, and sometimes their information is not very correct, and it makes them to bind themselves in more trouble rather than learning how to overcome every message they have received in their own lives. Jesus said in Luke 17 from verse 1, "It is impossible, but offenses should come." My brothers and my sisters, offenses must come. But what we do with them is the main thing that really determines how we are wounded or how we are healed, how we are going to move forward or how we are going to move in victory.